206-286-8686.
You have a lot of people in the world, they're not really thankful. They're positive. They got things going on. Maybe they got money. They got things. They got prestige. They got, you know, influence. But they're not really thankful. Those are what you call the self-made people. I'm a self-made man is what they'll tell you. And they did a very poor job. Because, see, they were created to praise. Not to try to take the glory to themselves. I'm going to show you something here. I think it's going to bless you. Thankfulness reveals humility, number one. When you can thank someone else, and most of all, you can thank God, that reveals humility. Because none of us made it where we are. None of us survive, none of us are thriving because of our own. God helped you and people helped you. I'll go as far as to say the devil helped you. The devil the one put the pressure on you. The devil's the one backed you up in the corner, brought the best out of you. Come on, the devil's the one that, amen, he meant it for evil, but God always meant it for good. He is only left here, he is only tolerated to make you shine. His goal, his mandate from God is not to destroy you. Because we don't walk in the path of the destroyer. All he can do is buff you up. You know, when you wax a car and you buff it, you bring the shine out. Or you polish a pair of shoes and you go to buffing. The shine starts to come. That's all he's here for. To shine you up. That's why you can give thanks. That's why it's the will of God for you to give thanks. In all things. Because he already knows the enemy's purpose. Amen? Now, let's go a little deeper here. I want you to go to Job chapter 38. Job chapter 38. This is after Job was coming through his trial and he had encountered God now. After his three friends had beat him down, his wife told him to curse God and die. He lost everything. He grumbled a little bit, but he never let go of God. God appears to him now. And I'll start at verse number 1 of Job chapter 38. God asked him some profound questions. And if you ever really study this is not just poetry. Science can attest to some of these things that are being said here. That God says in these veiled sayings to Job. But here we go. He says here, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Talking about Job. Gird up now thy loins like a man. For I will demand of you and answer you me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare it, if you have understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if you know? Or who has stretched the line upon it? Talking to Job. You think he'd be saying, poor Job, I'm here for you. I never left you. I never forsook you. No, he asked Job these hard questions. Where were you? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? You know there's a cornerstone to the earth. It's in the Bible. Now, verse number 7. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. That's the verse I want to highlight, emphasize. God says, he's talking to Job, where were you when the morning stars sang together? And all the sons of God shouted for joy. In other words, he's taking Job way back. When he says the morning stars and the sons of God here are the angels. They're not men. They're the angels, the sons of God. He said, Job, where were you when the sons of God shouted for joy? But he also said, when the morning stars sang together. Wait a minute. Who are these morning stars? The morning stars, the galaxies that God hung in the universe, these things that we see twinkle at night. I heard someone say God revealed to him, when you see a star twinkle, it's because the angels on it are shouting. They're rejoicing, and you see it start to twinkle. So all these multitudes of angels, that's just what they said that God revealed to them. But the morning stars are the stars. He said, where were you when they sang together? Before the flood. Well, let me bring it to today, because NASA, you know, the space program, they understand that galaxies, stars, in all these distant galaxies in the universe send off frequencies. Now, let me take a little further. Not just frequencies, not just noises. They send out music. Do a research on it yourself. You'll see. NASA understands the stars send off a harmony. It's music. It's not just some hmm or some beep, 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 beep. No, it's music, harmonies, the stars. That's why God said, Job, where were you when the morning stars sang together? In other words, all of God's creation has been created to praise him. The stars. Now, let me take it a little further. The stars. Today, NASA will tell you. They hear not hums and, you know, little beeps and stuff. They hear harmonies. You know, the stuff that singers work on and all of that? From the stars. Now, before Adam fell, or let me say, before Adam fell, but even after Adam fell, before the flood came, there were sons of God. There were human sons of God that walked, you know, that were taken by God, Methuselah, and that line of Seth, and that line of Abel. They walked with God. Enoch, they walked with God. But even during that time, before the flood, before the environment and the canopy around the earth changed, every morning they rose, the stars would be singing. There would be, see, God created man and put him in the midst of this, where all of creation was worshiping, was singing. And he put him in the midst of the garden. But before that, before any of that changed, before the canopy changed, before sin was prevalent everywhere, there was no blockage to it. And these stars, it never really got dark. Anybody knows anything about pink light? The aura around the earth got pink. It never got totally dark. And they would rest, and as the sun would rise, the biological makeup of the man would respond to the light rays coming, and he'd waken. Didn't need no clock, but he'd wake to the stars singing. Job, where were you when the morning stars sang together? Let's bring it a little closer. Adam was initially in a garden. Now, they'll tell you today, study a little bit of science. Silicon, which is sand, was where the trees grew up out of, All dirt and sand. It's not the sand like we know on the beach necessarily, but sand. The trees grew out of it. Now, the stars, when they would send these waves of music, it would hit the silicon. Now, the silicon, even today, is a good conductor of sound. The trees, the plants, were in the silicon. And so, as the stars sang, it would send the sound into the atmosphere where the garden was. It would hit the silicon, and up through the silicon into the trees would come the praises. So that all the trees, let me show you something here. In Isaiah chapter 55, the flowers, the plants, would begin to worship. The fragrances they send off would be worship. Isaiah 55 and verse 12. As the stars, the morning stars, would sing, and it would reach the earth and go into the silicon and up into the trees. The word says here, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. In other words, there was an orchestration of praise. Can you imagine the trees clapping their hands? In harmony with the stars and the music, mountains and the hills singing as the man woke to go and tend the garden, to walk with his God. It was an orchestration of creation, for everything was created to praise God. Amen. Isn't that amazing? In our school, when we study that subject, we're going to go way deep in that. So you'll really be able to see how God orchestrated this thing, how God built, as he was saying, Job, do you know? But see, it's revealed in Job how God did this, how God framed creation, how he separated it from eternity. Only he can abide in eternity. Nothing created can abide in eternity. So he made heaven. And the word says he humbles himself to enter into heaven. God humbles himself from his place called eternity to enter into heaven where he set his throne. But no one can approach the light that God is in eternity. No man. No one, nothing, not angels. Angels ain't there. Just God himself. Because angels were created. Amen. So nothing is there but him. Where there's no time, no space, no distance, no matter. We can't even fathom that, can we? But it's where God dwells. So we see here that the trees shall clap their hands, and the mountains shall break forth into singing. Now what that verse started with is, get that verse for me again. For you shall go out with joy. When you choose as a praiser, tell somebody, I choose joy. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.